Along the line, you then visited your sister in Hollywood.
That's right. Just to see her and then to get a little advice. I had decided, for whatever reason, John, I can't trace it to anything, that I want to be in the advertising business. I was sitting on a truck out on Saipan. We were shore-based occasionally off the carrier, drinking beer with a buddy, and he said, what are you going to do when you get out? And I said, I'm going to get in advertising. My sister being in public relations, I asked her for a little advice, and she knew some people in the advertising agency business in Hollywood, and so I visited with them, and they all said go to work for a newspaper in a medium-sized city. And on my way home to Pennsylvania from San Diego, I stopped through Oklahoma City because I had an uncle, aunt, and five cousins living here. I like the looks of the city. I remember coming in from the west and seeing the sun shining on Oklahoma City with those two tall buildings we had at that time, First National Bank, at that time called APCO Tire, I think. I thought how nice that city looks and how clean, and it's much warmer than Pittsburgh. It looks pretty good. My uncle had the same interest in me that a man would have in his son, so he wanted to know what I wanted to do, and I told him, well, you know, Oklahoma City was certainly the medium-sized city, and it did have a good newspaper. He lined me up for an interview, and I went down here in my uniform and filled out a flight with really no intention at the moment of coming here. But when we got back to Pennsylvania, I got a wire one day. I said, you want that job? Be here on June 12th, 1947. And I thought, well, it's warmer and cleaner than Pittsburgh, which is something I wanted. I found out while I was visiting that I could get a degree at Oklahoma City University Night School, and I found out I could fly in the Naval Reserve 1 weekend a month at Naval Air Station Dallas, Texas. So I got this wire, went out and bought me a used car, and down I came. I put my train in the back seat, by the way, with my clothes, my electric train.
So that was a hobby from early on.
Yeah.
And the newspaper you went to work for was?
Daily Oklahoma and the Oklahoma City Times, and I was an advertising salesman.
Then you were given some accounts while there at the newspaper,
right,
including B.C. Clark.
B.C. Clark was probably my most famous original account.
Did you bring that on?
Oh, no, they had it. I was assigned small companies that were already advertising to keep their programs going.
Along the way, you met a lady by the name of Lucille.
One of my cousins worked in the record department at Harper Longmire. My office for the Daily Oklahoman that I worked out of was just a couple blocks away. So I went down to see my cousin one day, and there was another girl in the department by the name of Lucille Frances Flanagan. And I liked her looks and went down a second time and asked her if she'd like to go see the Oklahoma City Indian baseball team that night. And she said, yes. She was in a family of seven, and there were three boys, but none of them liked baseball, but her, the daughter, and their dad used to take her. So she was a baseball fan. That was a great beginning at the Indians baseball park.
And then it went from there.
Well, it went rather quickly from there. On July 4th, she invited me to a picnic. A family had been invited out to this little lake and invited me to go along, which I did. I looked at this lake and I thought, man, this is the first thing I've seen that looks like Pennsylvania. Lots of trees, lots of lush green grass, and a lake, water. And if I get a chance, someday I'm going to build a home on this lake. I might fast forward from that point for 10 years. We, by that time, had three children and were ready to build that home. I called everybody on the lake to see if anyone would sell me a piece of land, and nobody wanted to sell any. So Jack Johnston, who developed Quail Creek, I knew fairly well, and I got Jack to get me a lot near a lake where I could look at someone else's lake. Northwest 66, just east of May, I bought a lot, and Jack was getting ready to pour the slab the next morning after a given day. Somebody called me and said, there's a guy who'll sell me a piece of property on that lake. So I went on out there, bought the land, called Jack and said, will you let me out of this deal? He said, if I like the new lot that you bought, I will. Came out, he loved it, he let me out of the deal, and we built our home there and lived for 25 years. Now, Jack didn't charge me anything for that thing, but sometimes, you know, good deeds pay off. And Jack discovered abandoned sand pits out there on 50th across from Putnam City High School. And he bought that land and developed them into upscale apartments. So that was his reward.
And the name of the lake?
The name of the lake was Broadlawn Lake.